This is Corporal Brian Geyer with the Missouri State Highway Patrol's Water Patrol Division. Remember to check your safety equipment before leaving the dock, including PFDs for all passengers, a sound-producing device, fire extinguisher, and check your navigation lights. Have a safe and courteous weekend, but most of all, enjoy your stay at the beautiful Lake of the Ozarks.
Don't miss the boat.
It's the April In-Water Boat Show at Dog Days at the 19-mile marker. Friday, April 19th through Sunday, April 21st. With boats, boating accessories, and all brands of new 2024 personal watercraft. Tritunes, runabouts, high-performance boats, luxury yachts, and more.
All in the water and ready to fire up.
Get more info at OzarkBoatShow.com. Only $7 for adults and 12 and under are free. The Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers April In-Water Boat Show at Dog Days, April 19th through 21st.
Good morning. Welcome back to our program this morning. Robin Coles is standing by on our Boat U.S. guest line. We've got some more questions for you, Robin, about lithium batteries, and I know you've got some answers there for us. Everybody that is getting ready to put their boats in the water might be buying new batteries right now, so we've got some good information for you about that. We are also going to talk to you about the ABYC. We have Shannon Aronson with us. She's going to be talking in just a little bit about an upcoming special event for all of those guys and gals that are in the marine service industry. So that's going to be a very important topic to talk about this morning as we continue on with the program. Oh, hey, I want to mention quickly here, dockside boat cleaning and dockside dock cleaning. This is all done by Quick Car, and Jesse has all these teams available that go out and take care of your boat and your dock at the same time. Why don't you give them a call and get all cleaned up before the season gets started? You can do that by just reaching out to them. There are two locations here around the Lake of the Ozarks, either in Camdenton or in Osage Beach. Best phone number, though, 573-552-8460. That's 552-8460. You can also go on their website at quickcarmo.com. That's K-W-I-K-K-A-R-M-O.com. And you can get some more information right there about, you look up the kind of boat you have, how big it is, so on and so forth. You can find the pricing right there on the website. And then just give them a call. Get yourself scheduled for that work to be done, and they'll really appreciate it. They'll do a great job for you. They are quite a team. Once again, 573-552-8460 or quickcarmo.com. Coming up on Monday, large portions of the U.S., including some of our area here around Lake of the Ozarks, we'll see the solar eclipse. Now, there's some things that you need to know about this if you're going to be maybe going out on your boat to watch. Research what time the eclipse is going to occur. So, in your specific area where you might be, because it's going to be different down in Arkansas than it is in northern Missouri. Okay, so check with NASA website. They'll have some more information right there, and you can kind of track it and see where it's going to be and what time. Be aware of the eclipse. It'll cause darkness similar to the middle of the night if you are in the path of total eclipse. We're probably not right here in the Lake of the Ozarks area, but we will see some darkening for sure. But you want to make sure that your navigation lights are working, so check those before you leave the dock. Now, whether you intend to watch the eclipse from your boat or on land, ensure you have those proper eyewear by purchasing those solar eclipse glasses and make sure they're authentic. Be prepared, get anchored, and stay away from any busy boating channels and bridges. Make sure your anchor sticks well before you get adrift. And all passengers should be wearing life jackets during the eclipse, since it'll be very dark during the event. And consider carrying a flashlight in case a boat is headed in your direction and they don't actually see you, because it's very unusual for somebody to be anchored out when it's dark like that. And let's see, the last solar eclipse was in 2017. The one after the Monday, April 8th event won't happen again until August 23rd of 2044. All right, let's open up that Boat U.S. guest line. We have Robin Coles on the line here, and we were carrying on our conversation, talking some more with Robin about the lithium batteries. Is there one of those that is more susceptible to, getting hot and catching on fire?
Yes. So the ION, those are the ones that have been catching on fire. Those are the ones that they're having a lot of problems with. As a matter of fact, yesterday I was at a conference and they were actually talking about that. It was on the workboat side. They were saying that even there, they were saying that underwriters are afraid to write policies for any of these boats that have these batteries on there. So I've talked to different insurance companies. If you're a boater and you want to change your boat over to lithium batteries, then it's not the insurance agent that's going to stop you, but it may be the underwriter that you have that may stop you and may tell you you need to go back. After I heard this, I personally called one of the insurance companies and I called twice and I pretended that my son was, you know, renewing his boat and he was thinking of changing over to lithium batteries and did they have a problem if we changed it. Mm-hmm. And they told me no. And I heard in Florida, there's a lot of problems with it. Insurance companies or underwriters are saying no, even to dealers in the marine yards, that if they have the lithium batteries there, they're not going to insure them. So that's becoming a big problem. So when I called the insurance company, I asked if it was, I pretended first I was in Massachusetts. They told me there wasn't any problem. And then I called and said I was in Florida. They also said there wasn't any problem. I guess it depends on who the underwriter is, whether or not, and what experience they've had. I'm sure there's other details as well that we're not being told because the underwriters don't want to commit anything to me because I'm writing this for a magazine.
Okay.
So,
and for a radio listening audience, too, that's hearing about this. You know, we've been talking about lithium batteries for several years now. And I know we were covering, our radio stations here in the Lake of the Ozarks, we were covering live action at the OPA World Championships down in Englewood, Florida, about 4 years ago. And there was, as soon as the races were over, there was this electric boat that came out there, and we heard that they were going to try to set a speed record with it. And they went way, way, way up and turned around, and the next thing we saw was smoke. And then the thing caught on fire, and the fireboat went out there, and the fireboat could not put out that fire. And,
correct.
And the boat eventually sank, and no telling how long it took for it to, extinguish itself out. But I know since then, have you heard anything about these new chemicals that they're using to extinguish lithium fire?
I haven't fully researched those. I do know that there are some companies out there now that have blankets, fire blankets that you can put on them. Some of them have new powerful fire extinguishers. But the problem still is that
they catch on fire.
You know, they catch on fire. They're not exactly sure what's causing the problem. And there's really no way. Once the fire starts, it's really hard to stop them. And so it's a total loss. And there's no place, even when the batteries run out, there's no place to recycle these batteries either. There is only a couple of warehouses around the world that do it. I don't know if you saw, but France was the latest one that just had a major fire in their warehouse that had all of these lithium batteries stored in there.
So, oh, my gosh. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so there's been like three major warehouses, and there's been three major fires where the warehouses have totally gone up in smoke from all of these.
Wow.
So,
and their insurance rates are going to go skyrocket, aren't they?
Right. So the thing is, on the recreational boats, it depends on, they need to have a good battery management system. But and some boats now are coming with the lithium batteries, but you can't start a boat with a lithium battery either. So there's rumors out there that Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki, if you have their outboards, you can't use a lithium battery on the outboards to start the boats because they'll void the warranty. And that's true. I did speak to all three of them.
Well, I guess, you know, it's like I always say for everything is buyer beware. Make sure you check with your insurance agent and make sure you got a clean bill before you jump off and put one of those in your boat. So
I would go a step further and check with the underwriter for that insurance company to make sure, because they're the ones that are actually going to be writing the policy. If somebody tells you their battery management system works, I would question it still and ask them all kinds of questions just so you're informed as well.
Well, it's all new to us, and we thank you for your research. That's really, really good, and look forward to your article coming out. Can you tell us what magazine it's going to be in or what publication?
Professional Boat Builder.
Okay, Very good. Well, once again, Robin, thank you so much for being with us. RobinGColes.com is the website for more information, folks, and we do appreciate you. Thanks again.
All right. You're welcome. Thanks, Bob.
All right. We'll see you at IBEX. Coming up next on the show, we're going to be talking with Shannon Aronson about the American Boat and Yacht Council, and they have a special tribute thing coming up fairly soon here for our marine technicians around the country, so stand by for that. Marine Max here in Missouri is sponsoring the Wake Surf for Warriors event again this year. It's going to be in July, and July 24th is the main day. But from across the country, veterans come to these events that are scattered all over the place, and they're going to have them back right here at Marine Max. They are looking for donations. They're looking for any giveaways that you'd want to provide for them when they're here for about 3 days. They're out on the water learning how to jet ski, not jet ski necessarily, but they're learning how to water ski. They're learning how to surf, wake surf, if you will. So anyway, check with Marine Max at either of their two locations here at the lake at 3070 Bagnell Dam Boulevard, main location, or you can check in there at the Marine Max Surf Club at 4543 Osage Beach Parkway, right across from the entrance to the Premium Outlet Mall. And for more information about anything going on at Marine Max, including this, go to marinemax.com, or you can give them a call if you have a quick question or something, 573-365-5382. And of course, Marine Max, the largest boat dealer in the world, premium brands, brokerage, finance and insurance, all under one roof, full service boat yard, of course, huge parts selection, and they've got a great marina facility there. Educational classes are presented, and there's getaways as well. So check them out. Once again, marinemax.com, 3070 Bagnell Dam Boulevard, or 4543 Osage Beach Parkway in Osage Beach, right across from the entrance to the Outlet Mall. We'll be right back with Shannon from the ABYC.
It's Boston.